South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Erin. This is the newest episode of Open Swim. I'm on the phone with Ryan from Royal Hearts. How's it going, dude?
It's going great. How are you, Erin?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking. So I'm very excited to talk to you about your new project. We've had an awesome time chatting and being featured with your previous band in the past, but you've got new stuff going on, and it's been several months, and I'm sorry that I was late to jumping on it, but Royal Hearts is flipping awesome. So let's talk about it.
Thank you so much. We're really excited about what we're doing with the band. We started a little over a year ago. We met through Craigslist, but we clicked immediately and just started writing as soon as we got together. But it's been a lot of fun the past year.
Immediately, I got some Glassjaw vibes. Is that accurate?
I listen to Glassjaw, but they're not really one of my big influences. We kind of all come from different spots of the like the mid-2000s, like hard rock, metalcore, punk rock kind of music scene.
Nice.
But I could definitely hear where you're coming from with that.
Cool. Now, okay, so then who are some of your influences that are heavy in your writing process?
I would definitely say we all have an affinity for like that 04, 05, 06 kind of like post-hardcore, kind of like emo core kind of stuff, like Silverstein and maybe some Thrice or A Day to Remember, you know, big Florida guys. But we really just try to incorporate a whole bunch of different ideas and just see what we come up with.
Now, you have a couple songs out already, but you're working on new stuff as well?
Yeah, we released two songs at the beginning of 2019, Second Chances and Mistaken. Both of those are up on all streaming sites and YouTube. But a few months back, we decided that we wanted to go back and record about five songs. We're going to put out an EP over the next few months. And we really think that we put together a good collection. We wrote about 12 songs, but we kind of whittled it down to five that we wanted to go ahead with. And I think they're going to be something that people are really going to enjoy and be excited for.
Now, I know this is something that you can't really rush the process on, but do you have kind of like a timeline of when you'd like to be finished by?
Well, we've finished the recording process. We're just working with the engineers to getting it to sound as perfect as we possibly want it, so it represents our sound. I think we're looking at maybe a late spring release, and it should be out by the summer, barring anything changing.
Now, that's really awesome. And are you guys gigging out yet, or?
Currently, we are looking for gigs in the South Florida area, but we're looking to, by summer, expand ourselves to maybe the Central Florida area, maybe North Florida.
Cool.
But with the process of recording, we wanted to really focus on making sure that the songs were as best as possible, and we didn't want to stretch ourselves too thin just yet.
For our listeners that are familiar with the music that you were doing previously, this is totally different. So how do you kind of capture the feeling of the performance that you've always been doing, yet taking it in a different direction?
Well, so like you've mentioned, we've all played in different projects. This is the first project that I've seriously done where I'm the lead vocalist. And what we're trying to do is present something that is a little bit more aggressive than some things that we've previously done, but also maintaining that catchiness, that kind of earworm sound where a song or a chorus can get stuck in your head for a couple hours.
Yeah, to me, that's the earmark of a good song, is if either it's stuck in your head for hours or you wake up with it.
Yeah.
Now, has that been happening to you a lot in the songwriting process where you'll start your day or you'll kind of just be zoned out and all of a sudden something will come to you and you're like, ooh?
Absolutely. I mean, when we're in the middle of the writing process, I'll have half of something done and I'll wake up the next morning and have three or four more lines or a new hook that I wanted to put into the song, and I'll immediately have to record a voice memo or write the notes down on my phone, because by the time I go through the entire day, I might have six new ideas to put into it. And the same thing with the other guys in the band. Mike, the drummer, he's an amazing person to collaborate with. Lewis on guitar, he's really creative. And Nelson on the bass, he really knows how to put a groove in. So it's a lot of fun, and we all bring our ideas and we come up with stuff all of the time.
It sounds like you've got a really awesome thing going, and I cannot wait to hear more from you. Where can our listeners hear your music?
Well, like I said, we're on all streaming sites. If you go to Spotify and you just go to Royal Hearts, we pop right on up. You can catch our two songs, Second Chances and Mistaken, on there. We're also on Apple Music, as well as we have a song streaming on YouTube. So it's very available. We love hearing from our friends that they're adding it to their playlist and they're working out to it or they're listening to it in their car. It's a lot of fun.
Now, what are your social media platforms so that everyone can follow you and get updates on when the new music's coming out?
We have the Facebook, because it's 2020. Everyone has a Facebook. It's facebook.com/RoyalHeartsFL. And then on Instagram, it's also at Royal Hearts FL. And we're pretty active on both of them. We like to just connect with people and communicate and just know that the people that are listening to us can also reach out to us and just say, hey, or I like track, or when are you guys gigging? You know, just a lot of communication, and it's fun. We enjoy having fun with it.
That's cool, Ryan. Thanks so much for stopping by and chatting with me about Royal Hearts. Like I said, can't wait to see you guys perform live, because from what I hear on the recording, it's going to translate badass in person.
Thank you so much, Erin.
You're welcome.
Don't be a stranger. We'll see you soon. All right.
All right. Take it easy, dude.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.